Okay, let's review Pesachim Daf Chav Ches. V'cham mam mefar v'zora l'ruach. The cham, hold the chamis can be destroyed by crumbling it and throwing it in the wind or throwing it in the ocean. The Gemara isn't sure whether somebody who throws his chamis in the ocean also needs to crumble it first. We have a similar shaila regarding disposal of avod zara. Does it need to be crushed before being thrown in the ocean? So the Gemara presents two opinions. Amar Rabba mestav avod zara d'liyam ha-melech ka'azla lo ba'yishchika. Rabba holds avod zara which has to be thrown into the yam ha-melech, not just any ocean. Yam ha-melech, when nobody travels and therefore nobody would ever retrieve it, doesn't have to be crushed. But chametz, which is thrown into any ocean where people travel, does have to be crumbled first. Rabba would explain the brisa that does require crushing an idol before throwing it into the sea must be talking about if you're throwing it into an ocean where people travel and not into the Yam HaMelech. Amar le Rav Yosef, ad Rabba, ipcha mistavra. Rav Yosef says the opposite makes more sense. Avod zara, which doesn't dissolve in water, should get crushed first, whereas chametz, which will dissolve on its own, does not need to be crushed. Rav Yosef would explain that the brisa that requires crumbling chametz before throwing it in the ocean as talking about the whole wheat kernel that would not dissolve in water like bread would, and that's why they need to be crumbled. Zak the Mishnah, chametz shel nachri shavu lav Pesach mutar ba'ana. Chametz that belonged to a guy during Pesach is mutar for a Jew to benefit from after Pesach. V'shal Yisrael asr ba'ana. If it belonged to a Jew on Pesach, it's asr to benefit from after Pesach. The rest of the daf elaborates on three major shittos in Tanoim about chametz after Pesach, and we're going to try to demonstrate that our Mishnah doesn't seem to follow any of these three shittos. Shita number one is Rabbi Yehuda. He holds a chametz before Pesach, after midday on Erev Pesach, and after Pesach is nisr lav, to eat and to get anah from. Chametz on Pesach is nisr kares. The fact that the Torah specifically warns lo socha lav chametz in the context of shechting Karban Pesach, we see that the isr chametz begins at the time of the shechitas Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda understands that the Torah has three different psukim that say it's also to eat chametz. One is obviously for Pesach itself, one is for before Pesach, and one is for after Pesach. So they're all aser midah raisa. Shita number two is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds that chametz before and after Pesach is totally mutter. Chametz on Pesach is a violation of alav and kares. The pasuk of lo socha lav chametz shuvus yom tochel lav matzos teaches that the isur chametz is only in effect when the mitzvah of matzah begins, which is on Pesach. What's Rabbi Yehuda going to do with that pasuk? He would say the connection between chametz and matzah is just there to teach us that even nowadays we still have a mitzvah to eat matzah, even though we no longer have a Karban Pesach. We might have thought without the Karban Pesach there's no mitzvah to eat matzah. So this connection between matzah and chametz teaches us that as long as we still have an isur chametz, we still have a mitzvah to eat matzah, which includes bizman hazeh. Rabbi Shimon knows that we're still required to eat matzah even without a Karban Pesach from a different pasuk, be'erev tofu matzos, which isn't needed to teach that somebody who's far away from Yerushalayim or is tamei on Erev Pesach would still be chayiv in matzah, since he's obviously chayiv, just like an Aral and somebody distant from Torah who also doesn't bring Karban Pesach would still be chayiv in matzah. Rabbi Yehuda would need be'erev tofu matzos to teach that somebody far from Yerushalayim and somebody who's tamei on Erev Pesach would have to eat matzah even though they're part from Karban Pesach. You can't derive these halachas from the fact that an Aral and somebody distant from Torah chayiv in matzah, because there's an explicit pasuk to teach that the Aral and the Ben Nechar are chayiv. So we need some separate limud to teach us about the person who's tamei and someone who's far from Yerushalayim. Rabbi Shimon would say that the three psukim that mention isur to eat chametz teach that chametz is asur on Pesach, that even chametz that became chametz through a leavening agent, not on its own, is asur, and that chametz was only asur for one day on the first Pesach that the Jews celebrated in Mitzrayim. That's all shita number two. Shita number three, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he holds that it's even mutter to get hana from chametz during Pesach. There's simply no asur hana on chametz. So money must nisin. So this wraps up. The Gemara says, okay, so now we have a kasha. Turns out that our Mishnah, which allows chametz of a non-Jew, but not chametz of a Jew, after Pesach, doesn't fit with any of the three Tanaim. Rabbi Yehuda would hold even a non-Jew's chametz is aser, Rabbi Shimon would hold even a Jew's chametz is mutter, and Rabbi Yossi would go even further and hold that everybody's chametz is mutter by now, even during Pesach.